From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Democrats Thursday vowed to continue pushing for gun safety legislation in the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre after a dramatic overnight sit-in failed to force a vote in Congress. The scenes on the House floor is unprecedented in recent history. It began after Democrats took over the chamber's proceedings on Wednesday, prompting Republican Speaker Paul Ryan to gavel the House into session late at night. Ryan dismissed the protest as a publicity stunt and refused to allow votes on two bills demanded by Democrats, one to expand background checks and another that prevents people on terror watch lists and no-fly lists from buying guns. Instead, he called for votes on unrelated issues as he sought a return to order as Democrats shouted, "No bill, no break," referring to the 4th of July holiday when Congress adjourns. Meanwhile, British voters are heading to the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day for campaigning, and Prime Minister David Cameron urged voters to cast ballots to remain in the EU.
We are stronger, we are better off, we are safer in a reformed European Union, and that is why we should vote remain tomorrow morning in the largest possible numbers.
You can follow that story at voanews.com. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for help in catching people smugglers who make billions of dollars profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor and strife-torn homelands. This is VOA News.